California's coronavirus death toll continues to climb. Governor Gavin Newsom says 50 more people have died overnight.
18,309 is the official state count of those that have tested positive. 492 families torn apart. These are not statistics. Behind every stat is a real person, real lives that have been torn apart. 492 lives lost now in the state of California. 50 other families torn asunder yesterday that lost their lives over the course of the last 24 hours to this virus.
Newsom says there's a 4% increase in hospitalizations, but there's a lower increase in ICU, intensive care hospitalizations, at 2%. California's also starting to keep track of coronavirus demographics in the state. There's a slight disproportion of Asian and African American coronavirus deaths, according to state data. Blacks are 6% of the population, but make up 8% of coronavirus deaths so far. Asians are 15% of the population, but make up 18% deaths. That's based out of analysis of 53 to 54% of the state's overall coronavirus cases. As California continues to try to slow the peak of the coronavirus, it's also helping other states grappling with surges of cases, like New York, where the Newsom administration has sent protective equipment. And today, he defended the move.
We thought it was the right thing to do, but I also want you to know it was the responsible thing to do as American citizens. From a moral and an ethical imperative to save lives, all of us Americans, our curve is not bending like other states. We have stretched our curve, giving us a little bit more time, but we can't just sit on assets when we can save lives and help our fellow Americans.
Newsom says hospitals in California have some 8,000 unused ventilators, and the state has its own unused supply as well. He also says other states have agreed to return the ventilators that have been loaned to them when they're no longer needed. Newsom's defense comes as healthcare workers in California and frontline workers in other industries like grocery stores and delivery drivers are going without PPEs. Personal protective equipment, but demanding them. Fast food workers across the state are striking, even as Newsom touts the numbers of face masks the state has delivered, hundreds of thousands, to those who need it and are a priority.
We will prioritize our frontline employees in the hospital system, in our nursing homes, those that are on the front lines. That includes broadly those that are in community clinics, not just those acute facilities. So hospital, healthcare workers, top priority. First responders, broadly defined. The second prioritization in terms of the PPE. I am well aware of the needs of the grocers. Their union in particular has made it crystal clear that they're not getting the kind of support, even within their companies, let alone by the state and the federal government, that they believe they deserve, and I believe that they deserve. So we are opening up as these new supplies come in to broaden our prioritization.
Newsom also says the number of available face masks will increase later this month when a new process to decontaminate and redistribute used N95 face masks is finalized. Wednesday, he announced the state would secure 200 million masks a month during the COVID-19 pandemic. Newsom also announced he secured hotel rooms for frontline healthcare workers, and he said the state is delaying, not canceling, fishing season, largely due to concerns about coronavirus and large populations fishing in rural areas, whose leaders have voiced concerns about being overwhelmed with cases in their limited capacity hospitals. I'm Christina Onnestad in West Oakland, reporting for KPFA.